welcome again to the Amber Program podcast, brought to you by the Flagstaff Group, a disability enterprise supporting life skills and employment for people with disability. Throughout this series, we'll be exploring why we need to have an emergency plan specifically tailored for people with disabilities. In this episode, we'll be discussing a crucial aspect of emergency planning: identifying potential risks. By understanding the hazards specific to your area, you'll be better prepared to act when it matters most. So let's dive in and explore how to identify potential risks effectively. Research local hazards. Start by researching the types of disasters or hazards that are most likely to occur in your area. This can include fires, floods, earthquakes, tornadoes, hurricanes, severe weather conditions, or any other potential emergency specific to your location. Consult local emergency management agencies or visit their websites to gather information about the potential hazards in your area. Consider checking with community organisations, your local council, or disability support groups for additional insights into potential risks. Councils have good data on the types of emergencies that occur in each area. Some areas near bush will be prone to bushfires, while others will be subject to floods. Assess potential risks. Once you've identified the hazards, it's time to assess the potential risks associated with each one. Understand how each hazard can impact your safety and well-being. For example, floods can lead to water damage and limited mobility. They move very quickly and can close, impacting your travel plans. Fires can cause smoke inhalation and require swift evacuation. Embers fly in the air and may cause grass or spot fires. Storms can cause hail damage or lightning strikes. Accessibility considerations. Determine how each hazard may affect your accessibility needs. If you use a wheelchair, you may need to identify accessible evacuation routes or ensure that emergency shelters are accessible. Make a list of the things that you need to take when you evacuate. Communication challenges. Recognize communication challenges that may arise during specific hazards. If you rely on electronic communication devices, you may need to plan for alternative methods of communication should the power go out. If your anxiety is high because of the disaster, how will you communicate with others? If you are nonverbal, do you have communication boards to help you? Move to a safe place. How are you getting to your safe place? Do you have a family member or carer who can drive you? Is there a neighbour who you have shared your emergency plan with who can help? If you are relying on a taxi, bus, public transport, or community transport, is it still running during an emergency? What would happen if a tree or power pole falls and blocks the road? Is there a different road you can take? There are a lot of things to think about that may go wrong, so it is important to ensure you have a backup plan. Hopefully, everything in your plan does go right. Plan for different scenarios. With a clear understanding of the potential risks, it's time to plan for different scenarios. This includes your evacuation plan and where to go to be safe. By identifying potential risks and developing a plan of action for each scenario, you can better prepare for emergencies and reduce the impact that they have on your life. Develop a plan for safe evacuation in case of emergencies. Identify multiple evacuation roads, including accessible options, and nominate a meeting place outside your home or neighbourhood. Shelter-in-place strategies. Determine when it's best to stay in your current location and develop strategies to ensure your safety. This may include creating a safe space within your home or knowing how to secure your living area. Identify emergency services in your area, such as fire units, police, or ambulance services. Familiarise yourself with local emergency evacuation centres and community resources available to people with disabilities. There is a lot to think about, isn't there? But don't worry, your emergency plan will help you through the situation. By identifying potential risks, you're taking a significant step toward being better prepared. In the next podcast episode, we'll discuss how to build an emergency plan that takes both your individual needs and potential risks into account. An online or downloadable emergency plan is available. Simply visit emberapp.com.au. This Ember series of educational podcasts was funded by the Australian Government. Take care and be prepared.